This is an interesting type of story. 7 years ago, last time we learned Nida, I told our Elam, if you're going to take the Rabbi Rupachino, you have to know that there's for sure going to be a question on Simin Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei or Sif Yud, one of the two. So one of the Bnei HaMura told me that, sure enough, the night before, the Rabbi Rupachino sat down and he chazed two Sif Hei, Kuf Pei Zayin Hei and Kuf Pei Zayin Yud. And he wanted to know, can I be Mesakim it in 5 minutes? But the Elam likes to hear a real story, a good story, so I'll tell you a story. Master Shay Kafaya, a guy came over to me with a bedika that looked like his wife did it in the middle of her vest. I said, what's going on here? Why did she do bedika in the middle of her vest? Why you bring this to me? She says, no, she went to the mikvah last night. I said, what happened? Why is she doing bedikas? She did a kinuak, and she felt that there was dam coming out. And she looked and she saw a whole clump of dam. And she said, what's going on over here? So she did a bidika. That's the Maaseh Shaya Kafayim. And he said, not only that, this happened to me, this was like a month after Pesach, this happened to me last month in America, that right after Tefillah, she saw. And I didn't have anybody. I was in from Barfenstadt in America. I didn't have anybody to ask. We just went, now you get there, and that's it. But it can't go on like this. What should we do? What's the story? Can we matter this woman? Or not matter this woman? So we saw in Sif, let's say exactly what happened at the end of the day in a minute. We saw in Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei that the Ramal brought down three halachas. There's a halacha of a woman that's Meshamesh and finds dam. Three halachas. The first halacha is if she has a vest kavua and she mishamesh shaloi b'shat vest ha-kavua and she finds dam, the halacha is that she's allowed to be toiler, that the dam is not from her, is not dam nidus, it's dam maka. The shach understands that halacha is only benegia to reimach v'tashmish. However, she's still asur because you have to presume that the dam either is because only mishum ibunu kilu, but the dam you have to be chesh is really dam nidus, or like Rabbi Eger says, because tavik darayz lechomra benegia to the Mela, even according to Ramah of the Pashtis, the Allah is just the tshuva entertains a pshat that tzad, that if we're going to matter her Lubayla, we're also going to matter the Dam. Lamais, we don't go that way. And the Ramah only matters al Tzormat. When they have to be mutter, they're not going to be mutter. So even if we're able to be Tayla, we Tayla. That's only if you know that you have a Makkah. If she doesn't know she has a Makkah, she's finished. The second halacha that the Ramah brings down is that she doesn't have a vest kavua. She doesn't have a vest kavua, so it depends. Does she know where the dam is coming from? If she doesn't know where the dam is coming from, and she knows she has a makkah, then she has a svek svekah. Safek, is the dam coming from the makkah or not? Even if it's coming from the makkah, maybe it's coming from the makkah. That's still not going to help you here if we don't know that she has a makkah in the makkah. She doesn't have a makkah in the makkah. It's not going to help you. The third case that he brings down is that a woman doesn't have a vest kavua and she knows that the dam is coming from a car, the only time it's going to help you is if you the makkah is mighty dam. But if the makkah is not mighty dam, then since you don't have a tzvek, it's not going to be mutter. Now, lachur, this doesn't. Certainly, if you find a makkah that's not in the makar, that's mighty dam, that also help you. You don't have to know that the makkah is in the makar, that's mighty dam. We sent this lady to Bodek, and the story was as follows. She said that we checked her. She says she has such a bad petah on her cervix. I don't know how you got the zainikim. It doesn't make sense you should be able to get the zainikim, but petah, whatever happens is as soon as she's a mishamish, so it opens up the petah, and bang, they see it's mamish like it's in the middle of a vet. Mamish says, like, such a case. That's a makam waiting down. And we're able to retail it, even though it's shilibishat petah. We know that vade makam is waiting down. Then, certainly in this case where we didn't even know that the dam is coming from the makar, we have no idea where it's coming from, she has a makam with the dam, we're able to be tailored. However, lachur, this is only going to be until it gets to Shas Vesta. If she's dripping Mishas Vesta, then she's finished. And therefore, she's not going to be Mishas Mishas Vesta. If she's dripping Mishas Vesta, then she's finished. That's the last thing that the Ramah brings down. However, says the Shach, if you know for sure that the dam is coming from this makam, then she'll be tar. Because the only reason why we tell me Mishas Vesta is because when is she going to come to me? But if you know that the dam is coming, then you could say, yeah, she'll be Tomei when she knows that the dam is not coming from the Makkah. So if she would go to Bodeket on Yom HaVest, and the Bodeket would see that the dam is coming out, or you have any other Hechacha Brura that is coming from the Makkah, then Lechuro, that's just like she says, I know that it's coming from the Makkah, then she'll be Torah even though it's Yom HaVest. Now, even if she doesn't see Yom HaVest, she sees the next day, also, the Chavis Das is the same Svar. The first time after the Vest that she's going to see, she's going to be finished because of the Svar, Vechilim Ve'etei Tmeyam. That's the first situation for the Chavis Das. However, the same Svar applies. If we know for sure that it's coming back on Ma'at Yidam, then she'll be okay. That's with regard to Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei. Then we have Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Yud. If this woman saw Bishas on male tefillah. She's mishamish. She saw male tefillah. She did a kinuach afterwards, and the down came out. She saw on male tefillah. The halacha is she's asur on the next male tefillah. Is she asur after that? The only way to be argued, it sounds from the Chabad Das, is she's mishamish on the male tefillah, and she doesn't sing, which means she was offered mishamishon. Now, do we pass in that way that we have to wait for Stifir Aleph? That many friends say we don't pass in that way. As long as you stopped one time and you weren't Mishamish, and next time you will mutter on the Leil Tefillah. The Rambam brings down another few halachas, and he says as follows. If a woman sees the Lashon of the Mechaber is talking about a case where she saw three times in a row on Leil Tefillah. She saw three times on Leil Tefillah. On that, the Taz understands the Dafel because it's three times on El Tfilo. We think it's the Leil Tfilo together with the Tashmish, which is Gerim. But if it would be a different night, then we'd be Mutter. The Achrenim might say Chalila to be Simach on that, for sure not. How do we know to say that for sure that's the three times as in the Leil Tfilo? Maybe it's the first time that she's Mishamish. If she's Mishamish three times in a row, even though they were all on Leil Tfilo, we don't know for sure that it was the Leil Tfilo. Maybe the three times in a row. However, says the Ramah, the way that the Taz and the Shach both learn, the first halacha of the Ramah is that so too, she's Mishamish, Leil Tefillah. And then afterwards, she's Mishamish a bunch of other times without going to Mikvah, and she didn't see. So she saw, she's Mishamish Leil Tefillah, she saw Adam. And she Mishamish 2, 3, 4, 5 times, she didn't see them. Went to the Mikvah. Mishamish Leil Tefillah saw Adam. 2, 3, 4 didn't see them. Leil Mikvah. Mishamish saw Adam. Leil afterwards didn't see them. So even though she had Bias of Heter inside, in between, she never had three Bias in a row that were Aser. Nevertheless, she's usher because she can't get past. Next time she's going to go to the mikvah, she's not going to go to the mishamish the first time because she's already masked herself to see three times after tefillah. She's going to be usher. She's finished. Continues the Ramban. He says that Yisrael does not apply to Leda. If you have a similar case after Leda, she's mishamish. She mishamish one time after Leda. She sees down, and after that she's mishamish a bunch of times and she doesn't see down. Then she's Leda. First time she sees down. Mishamish a bunch of times doesn't see down. Mishamish a third time, Leda. Doesn't see them. Even though she gets to the fourth Leda, we should say she's also. You know, the first time she's going to be also. The first time after the Leda she's going to see. Nevertheless, says the Ramah, no, we're not going to say that. Because by Leda there's a Svara of Hukwat Sadin. The Leda caused her to see. So we're going to be telling that it came from the Leda. What happens if she sees three times after every Leda? Three times in a row. That's a machlekes in the Shach and the Taz. The Shach says there's no difference between three times and one time. If she sees three times in a row, and then a bunch of times she doesn't see, then she has a Leda. And sees it three times in a row, a bunch of times she doesn't see. The same Svara, what's the difference? Maka, once we know that that Leda is a Maka, what's the difference if it's one time versus three times? And the Ramah is a Zikr and the Taz is a Zikr not. One time we're going to be Samech afterwards, but after that we're not going to be Samech. The Ramah is just coming through the Chadish, and in a case where she saw three times, not in a row, after a Leda, even though she saw three Ladas, and each time she saw three times, and there was always one time after the Lada that she saw. Nevertheless, when it comes to the fourth time, we're not going to be Matama her. We're not going to say that she has a vest to see the first time afterwards. Because of the Maisa, maybe we should think to say that if she saw three times after every Lada, even though they weren't in a row. But obviously it's not Machmas Ledo, because she's not seeing just after the Lada, she's seeing a bunch of other times also. And therefore I would think that maybe we wouldn't be able to tell the first Tashmish that she sees after Leda in the Hukwat Sadma of the Leda, and the fourth time that it happens she should be Aser. Nevertheless, says Rambam, she is not Aser. That's how the Taz learns. And any time that one needs a B'dikah Shrei Feres, Shamish, and they don't find anything, that's much better than B'dikah Shrei Feres.